We are living in a villain's world, and they designed it perfectly. We eat the food they give us, vote for one of two people that they tell us to, and watch the movies that they show. They take our attention as soon as we reach age 5, and they never give it back. We go to school for 8 hours a day, learning what they want us to. They scold us until we obey, and then they praise us when we do. They make us form a habit of waking up and spending our entire day in a building that we wouldn't choose, so that when we get older, we are willing to do the same. Following orders becomes comfortable when we spend our childhood doing what we're told. So when we're older, we hesitate to stray outside the norm. They tell us that we should do anything we can to attend a university, because if we don't, we will fail. They manipulate us into financial dependency at a young age so that we stay liable to the system. They've given us a currency that only has value because they say it does, and we receive it by working at a business that they own. Their millions become billions while the rest of us are forced to sacrifice our time for a minuscule fraction of what our work gains for them. They provide us housing, but make it costly so that we struggle to accumulate enough wealth to escape their system. Our supermarkets are full of brands that they possess, to the point that it is difficult to find ones that they don't. Our meals are either purchased from a store that they most likely own, or created with ingredients from their brands. They tamper with the food they give us and pump them with toxic and addictive chemicals. They make the most harmful foods, the cheapest, and most convenient, so that it becomes an offer that we can't refuse. Over time, we become addicted in many more ways than one, and they bombard us with temptation on every billboard or commercial. When we get sick from excessive consumption of this insubstantial food, we are forced with almost no other option but to give up financial solidity for the sake of our health. We pay thousands to facilities that they own so that they can prescribe us more harmful chemicals that simply numb the symptoms. They revolve society around addictive foods that cause disease and expensive drugs that mask them, so that we stay in a forever grasp of their system. We only ever consume content that they provide. Our news channels are operated by them to persuade us into two opposing perspectives, so that we never share a same opinion. Why do you think it's free? They feed us shocking news headlines that provoke emotion and grab our attention away from what's really going on in the world. They've granted us with superficial idols that portray luxurious lifestyles so that we strive to be like them and associate money with happiness. They keep us focused on worldly problems that they've created to keep us zoomed in on our physical reality and detached from our Creator. If we keep our attention on what's going on around us, we will never be present and see the truth of God within us. The villain who runs the world knows the truth of our potential, and it's in their best interest to keep us distracted and willing to submit to a system that thrives on fearful compliance. Imagine if every person on this planet believed that we were created for a reason. We would unlock an unbreakable faith within ourselves and reverse the pyramid of power in which society was built. We would see past the lie that we've been living and turn to each other for help rather than depending on our corrupt leaders. Corrupt leaders who have accumulated a discreet monopoly that succeeds in circumventing the eyes of those who are unaware through the illusion of choice. The majority of us see the world as it is portrayed, diverse, coincidental, and plausible. To someone who lives day by day without taking a step back, the world kind of seems to make sense. Then we look behind the curtain and see that it really makes sense. Where there is one lie, there is many. Once we see one lie, we will find ourselves on an endless spiderweb of mass deception. The blindfold tied around us in childhood will loosen and light will be shed on our fabricated reality. Those in charge of us do not have our best interests in mind and never did. It has been a power trip from the start, and we have gone along with it since the birth of society and will continue to until we see a reason for change and stop pointing fingers at each other. So the CEO of the world's largest oil company has just joined BlackRock. Let me explain to you why this is such a huge deal. So BlackRock is an asset management firm, and they own over $9 trillion worth of assets, set to reach $15 trillion in the next 5 years. Let me put into perspective for you how much money that actually is. So the value of the top 10 richest companies in the whole world combined is $12.7 trillion. And guess who the top shareholders are of those companies? So first on our list, we have Apple. The top shareholders are Vanguard, Berkshire Hathaway, and BlackRock. Vanguard is also another asset management firm similar to BlackRock that owns over $8 trillion worth of assets. So let's keep an eye out for them too. So next we have the world's largest oil company whose CEO just joined BlackRock, Saudi Aramco. I hope I'm saying that right. But top shareholders, number three, the Vanguard Group. And then we have Microsoft, Bill Gates, Vanguard, BlackRock. Next we have Alphabet, aka Google, top shareholders, Vanguard, BlackRock. Everybody knows Amazon, Vanguard, BlackRock. Then we have Tesla, oh look, Vanguard and BlackRock. Berkshire Hathaway, which if you remember, they are the second top shareholder of Apple.
whose top shareholders are Vanguard and BlackRock. And I'm going to pause on Berkshire Hathaway really quick because they own so many brands that we would never normally associate with each other. Let's just take a quick look. They've got Geico, Duracell, Fruit of the Loom, Pampered Chef, Dairy Queen, MedPro Group, ABC, Channel 10. And they're also the top shareholder of Coca-Cola, right next to Vanguard and BlackRock. Are you guys noticing a trend yet? Next, after Berkshire Hathaway, we have Meta Platforms, Vanguard, BlackRock. Next up, United Health. Oh, what do you know? Vanguard and BlackRock. And number 10 on our list of wealthiest companies, we have the world's largest video game company, Tencent. Surprisingly, on their top shareholder list, I don't see Vanguard, but I do see BlackRock. And just for shits and giggles, let's see who the top shareholder of BlackRock is. Oh, look, it's Vanguard. I gotta say, I'm not shocked at all. They even own more of BlackRock than BlackRock does. We are so manipulated by the illusion of choice. BlackRock and Vanguard literally are the top shareholders of the top 10 wealthiest companies in the world, and those companies own all of the brands that we see anywhere ever, whose top shareholders are also BlackRock and Vanguard. Let's continue down the list of wealthiest companies, just to see. So number 11 is NVIDIA, Vanguard, BlackRock. Then we have Johnson & Johnson, whose top shareholders are Vanguard, BlackRock, and SSGA Funds Management, which I've seen a couple times now, so let's see who their top shareholders are. Silly me, why did I even question? It's Vanguard and BlackRock. I'm just gonna keep going until I run out of time. We've got Visa, Vanguard and BlackRock. Walmart, Vanguard and BlackRock. AP Morgan.
And the new Earth separates, and it will be totally new and beautiful.
Okay, definitely go back and watch that whole video, because I'm about to blow your mind. Someone sent me that clip. I'll tag them in the comments. But that is Dolores Cannon. If you have read any of her books, you know that she is a past life regressionist, which means that she hypnotizes people into their subconscious state so she can have conversations with Source and get answers about the universe. Really cool thing about it is that they all say something similar. So how could everybody's subconscious come up with the same answers if they weren't somehow connected? I've read her book, The Three Waves of Volunteers, and it was super interesting and completely changed my perspective on life. But the reason that I'm making this video is because I think that what she's talking about in that clip is exactly what the Bible is explaining. She said that the earth is splitting into two dimensions, one being a higher vibration and one being a lower vibration. She says to get into the higher vibration dimension, you have to raise your own vibration, or else you'll be stuck in the lower vibration dimension when the split happens. Lower dimension will be full of hate, fear, and chaos, with the higher dimension being purely love and light. I think that the higher dimension will be heaven and the lower dimension will be hell. The way that you get into the higher dimension is by getting right with God, aka raising your consciousness and only operating purely out of love and light. If you only operate out of your ego and do things solely for the purpose of pleasing yourself, you're going to be stuck in the lower dimension that vibrates at that same frequency. To raise your vibration, you have to practice love and acceptance. Here's a chart showing the range of emotions and frequency. These are the higher frequency emotions, and these are the lower frequency emotions. You want to be up here operating out of enlightenment, peace, joy, and love. You keep holding on to your past and you're afraid of the future and you have the just my luck mentality, then you're probably operating out of these lower vibrations. To change that and raise your vibration, you have to train your mind to not care what others think and to love yourself and accept others for who they are. You have to realize that everything happens for a reason, and just because an unwanted event happens to you doesn't mean that you should dwell on it and feed into that negative energy. God works in mysterious ways, and if all we had were positive experiences, we would never learn and grow. That's why it's Satan's plan to keep us all living in fear of the future and operating at lower vibrations. And that's why the world is so chaotic, but I make these videos so that you guys can recognize the plan and not be afraid of it, because once you understand that the whole goal is to keep us operating at a lower vibrational frequency and living in this lower vibrational hell, then we can finally break free. This is all biblical and everything is going to be okay. Don't feed into the negativity and be afraid of the future, because that is exactly what they want, to keep you operating at this lower vibrational frequency. And to be clear, I do believe in Jesus. I think that through God, he reached the highest level of enlightenment. And because of that, he was able to manifest anything that he wanted in real time. And that's why he was able to perform all the miracles and heal everybody like he did. God created Jesus to show us our true potential as humans. And that's why we should all follow his ways of selflessness and love, so that we can raise the collective consciousness vibration and leave this whole NWO BS behind. Just so everyone knows, this is spirituality, not Christianity. I think that religion is just another way to divide us and keep us disagreeing with each other. I'm not here to push my Christian beliefs on you, because you don't have to be Christian to believe in the Bible and Jesus.